Hello, friends. I'm Brian Peart, and I want to welcome you to the Great Awareness Podcast, a podcast focused on helping Christians make sense of this world we are in. The goal is to encourage, but never at the expense of truth. We will take the truth found in Scripture and apply it to the real spiritual battles going on today. We will ignore preconceived beliefs, news media noise, and politicians' words, and look at actions, what is really going on. Then use the truth of Scripture to accurately discern the times and how we need to respond. Jesus said in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And that is what we are going to attempt to do with each podcast. Get to the truth so we can live as we've been called. Today we're going to talk about the third pillar of a great life, rest. Now some may question how this is a pillar of greatness. It's just rest. But basically it's the devil's top tool in his toolbox to keep you so busy, so weary, so stretched thin that you don't have time to connect to the vine, to our true power source, to Jesus. We need rest. In Matthew 11:28 through 30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus states this simple truth: connecting to him gives our souls rest. It makes the burden of life easy, and it gets us into the flow. If we are flowing with Jesus, all things are possible. It's truly the only way to get the most out of life is to listen to Jesus. Our emphasis in America is on doing, but God's is on rest. So are you tired, frustrated, stressed out, overloaded or overwhelmed? Then you're missing this pillar. Not operating at your best and working harder won't fix it. You need rest. We're going to discuss three or four types of rest I see in the Bible and expand on how to really start living in the easy rhythms of grace. Rest, done right, centers us, gets us back into the heart of worship, balances us, restores us, and makes us more fruitful. So let's dive into this all-important pillar and see what God has to say about it. We'll start with the Sabbath day rest. Of all the things I talk or teach on, this Sabbath day rest gets the most pushback. People across the board tell me it's impossible. So they're sitting there, they're stressed out, they're lamenting over how busy they are, and I say, "You really need to take a day for the Sabbath. You need to take a day off." And they almost always say it's impossible, okay? So what is the Sabbath day rest? It emanates from Genesis, right at the beginning. God made everything in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. Genesis 2, verse 1 says, "Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because he rested from all his work, which God had created and made." He then makes it a commandment, okay? It's the fourth of the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments, the first three of the Ten Commandments are all about God, our relationship with God, okay? Don't take his name in vain, you know, put no other gods before him, etc., okay? The final seven commandments, okay, are all about how we're to live, okay? And the first of these seven commandments on how to live is about the Sabbath day, okay? And if you want to look at how much ink is given on each one of these commandments to each one, the Sabbath commandment has about 30% of the ink of the Ten Commandments are just on that one commandment, okay? So in Exodus 20, verse 8, I'm going to read. This is where he lays it down. It's the fourth of the Ten Commandments. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy." You get that? After honoring God, first thing God commands us to do is rest. And yet almost no one in America does it. When I talk about it, and I've done it for years, people always say it's impossible. "You don't understand," they say. "I can take a day off from work, but I have kids and I have errands, or I have a spouse to look after, or. The excuses are endless. Now, I'm a layperson. I'm not a pastor, okay? But I've tested this, okay? And I want to challenge you on this. What you're really saying is that God cannot do in your life in 6 days what you're unable to do in seven. Your insistence that you cannot do a Sabbath day rest is really a fight for control. You want control of your life, period. Own it then.
realize that your result will always be less than great because you're doing it without God and it can't be great, okay? Don't say to some friend who's struggling, with God all things are possible, and then the great Christian catchphrase, and then say it's impossible to keep the Sabbath. That's hypocrisy. It's a commandment of God. God said if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. So it's a commandment. The truth is you can do it. It might take time and a readjustment of things, but you can do it. You have to see how important it is and then make it a priority. So as someone who has done this for years, let me help you see how critical this is and give you ideas on how to execute. The first thing to realize is the Sabbath day is a part of the work unit, okay? In John 5:17, Jesus said, "My Father is always working." Not sometimes, but always. And yet in the Bible, it says he rested on the seventh day. Now, the only way those two things can be congruent and can be reconciled is if in God's eyes, he sees rest as a part of work. It's a whole unit. The work unit is 6 days of work and 1 day of rest. The rest encompasses work. The 1 day of rest makes the 6 days of work more fruitful. You can't have one without the other in God's eyes and live your most fruitful life. And it's baked into our DNA. It's the rhythms of our life. Work six, rest one. So if you've not been resting 1 day a week, it's like you've been running your life without giving it a key nutrient it needs to survive and thrive. You're living your life handicapped by not resting 1 day a week. And that leads to you working harder to produce and eventually wearing yourself out. The Sabbath was made for man. It's for our benefit. It's not a legalistic thing. Jesus said so in Mark 2:27. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. We're not to be legalistic about this. Some people take this to an extreme when they won't do anything, not even cook a meal for their kids. I think Jesus showed us that in Mark chapter 2 and chapter 3, where they plucked some heads of grain on the Sabbath to eat, and he healed a man on the Sabbath. The Pharisees wanted to kill him for healing a man on the Sabbath, which is just crazy, but he called them out on it. He often called their hypocrisy out, their legalism out. In Luke 14, where he said, "Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on a Sabbath day?" In these passages, Jesus makes it clear the Sabbath is for man. We're not to be legalistic about it. The Sabbath is for us to enjoy. It's holy leisure. In his excellent book, The Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster, he describes it as getting a sense of balance in life, an ability to rest and take time to enjoy beauty, an ability to pace ourselves. If you want the easy rhythms of God's grace to be flowing and central, you need to make the Sabbath a priority, period. We need it, guys. We need, not want, we need it. So how do we go about doing this, and what does it look like? First, make it a priority, okay? If you had to go on vacation, everyone's gone on vacation. This is why I know everyone can do it. If you have to go on vacation, let's say you're leaving Saturday, you are very focused the days before that, making sure everything gets done, okay? And then you're off. Okay, so if you can do that occasionally for a vacation, you can do it every week for a Sabbath day. Okay, two, so make it a priority. Two, work around your other activities so that you can Sabbath. You're going to have to move some things. Okay, we'll touch on that. Do it all for God. Even when we eat, we can do it for the glory of God. The purpose of the Sabbath is to rest in God. And that last point is critical. This isn't about escaping with distractions, okay? Binge watching a show for 6 hours is not resting on the Sabbath, okay? That's not resting in God. You may say, I already take a day off. I watch football all Sunday, or I go fishing, or I golf. How are you doing these things is the question, okay? If you're watching football on Sunday, but you're in a fantasy football league, so every game is critical, which one of your guys is playing or whatever, you're still stressed out. Okay, if you're golfing with your buddies, but instead of relaxing and enjoying the nature of that's out there and enjoying everything, you're stressed out because you hit a bad shot and you're competing against the other guys. You know, maybe you're fishing, but you're also drinking and reliving all the days when you were, you know, out there going after women and stuff. You know, binge watching shows, these are all distractions. There's not rest. Watching TV is a simple distraction. It's not rest, okay? You can do these things if you focus on the Lord. For example, when I love to go golf, you know, when I go golf, it's a break. I'm out there. I'm enjoying the nature. It's beautiful. I'm not good, so I have no stress on me as far as whether I hit a good shot or a bad shot. I'm just enjoying the people I'm with. It's just enjoyable, okay? So it's not about an escape. It's not about checking out. It's an intentional day set aside for the Lord. The heart of it is restful worship. An occasional vacation won't fix this. We need consistent, restful time dwelling with the Lord. That's what the Sabbath is. It takes making it a priority, like something that is fixed in your schedule and you have to work around it. The Sabbath is not just a rest for your body, it's a rest for your spirit, for your soul. In America, we are so focused on accumulation and accomplishment, and yet no matter how much we acquire or achieve, we can't find peace. The reason is only God can give us that peace. He's made us for himself, and we're only at peace when our hearts rest in him. The Sabbath is at the top of the list of the disciplines that Jesus modeled and practiced that will bring us peace. In his excellent book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, John Mark Comer wrote, "There is a discipline to the Sabbath that is really hard for us. It takes a lot of intentionality. It won't just happen to you. It takes planning and preparation. It takes self-control, the capacity to say no to a bunch of good things so you can say yes to the best. But the Sabbath is the primary discipline or practice by which we cultivate the spirit of restfulness in our souls. It's how we practice and prepare our minds and bodies for the moments that matter most." You know, this is a spiritual discipline, the Sabbath. It's the only spiritual discipline to make the Ten Commandments. Do you realize that? There's not a commandment that says, thou shalt do Bible study every day. There's not a commandment that says, thou shalt go to church every week. But there is a commandment that says, thou shalt rest one day a week. Okay? It's the only discipline. It's God claimed it at the beginning. He laid it out in the Ten Commandments. Jesus modeled it. It's very important to God, not for a legalistic reason, but for our benefit. Our Father wants us to be healthy and happy, okay? And this is key to doing it, and it's just not the norm in America. So here you go. You pick a day. When I first started putting this into practice, I had 4 children under the age of 9 years of age. I had a multi-million-dollar company with 700 branches around the country with multiple divisions. I was serving as a leader in the local church. I had started a ministry. I was busy, okay? I really was busy. And I chose Saturday as my day to Sabbath. Now, the Jewish Sabbath is from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. Some Christians practice that. Some Christians who prac-